Thank you, Nick. Like you said, I'm John Cameron Corbin. Today I'm going to talk to you about a new cotton variety by Monsanto that is going to help us control tarnished plant bugs in Mid-South cotton. First, I want to go over the background of the tarnished plant bug. It's order Hemiptera, family Myridae. They have piercing and sucking mouth parts, and they go through gradual metamorphosis. They have five nymphal instars, and this nymphal development takes anywhere from 11 to 18 days, depending on the temperature. They have several generations per year, and they overwinter as diapausing adults in ground trash and other protected areas in and around fields. They're an important pest of cotton in the mid-southern United States. They usually complete one to two generations on alternate hosts before they move into cotton, and they're exclusively controlled with foliar insecticide applications. Shown on the left here is the adult, and on the right is the nymph. You can tell the difference in the dark brown color in adults and the lime green in nymphs, and you can usually separate the nymphal stages by the dots on their back. Tarnished plant bugs can feed on cotton in any stage. They do most of their economic damage from first square to early bloom. They prefer to feed on small to medium-sized flower buds. This feeding generally causes abscission of small squares, which results in direct yield loss. On older squares, this abscission may not occur, but the feeding can damage developing flower anthers, and if that damage is severe enough, pollination won't occur, and the abnormal bolls will abscise within a few days after pollination. On the left here are a few abscised squares. The arrow on the bottom is pointed to an abscission scar where the square is already aborted. On the right is also another abscised square. This is another type of plant bug. Symptom of plant bug feeding is a dirty bloom. And here's plant bug direct bowl feeding damage. There are several current Mississippi thresholds depending on the type of the year and the technique you want to use. During the first 2 weeks of squaring using a sweep net, the threshold is 8 tarnished plant bugs per 100 sweeps. And with the drop cloth, it's 1 tarnished plant bug per 6 row feet. During the third week of squaring through bloom, it ups to 15 tarnished plant bugs per 100 sweeps. And with the drop cloth, goes to 3 tarnished plant bugs per 6 row feet. We also have a square retention threshold, and that's we recommend treatment when less than 80% of first position squares remain on the plant prior to first bloom. This chart here shows control costs for tarnished plant bug in the Mississippi Delta per acre. What I mainly want to highlight here is in red. You see in 2004 we had a major jump in cost per acre. This was due to tarnished plant bug resistance to several important classes of insecticides such as organophosphates, carbamates, and pyrethroids. And you can see for the most part since 2004 we've seen a gradual increase in control costs per acre in the Mississippi Delta. So to go over my objectives, my primary objectives were to determine the appropriate threshold for tarnished plant bug on cotton modified to be resistant to ligus. Objective two was to determine the value of early season or pre-flowering protection compared to mid to late season protection or flowering. I conducted my experiments in Stoneville, Mississippi at DREC and in Sidon, Mississippi on Sidon Plantation. My plots were four-row plots, 40 feet long, 38-inch rows, and we planted 4 seeds per row foot. My trial design was a randomized complete block with a 2x6 factorial arrangement of treatments. Factor A was the trait, and factor B was my treatments, and we ran our stats through ProcGlimix. This here shows my factor A and factor B, factor A being trait versus non-trait, factor B being my threshold treatments. Go over my threshold treatments very quick. We have our unsprayed plots, our current threshold full season plots, double threshold full season plots, our weekly sprays throughout the full season, and then plots we sprayed in the on current threshold only in the early season, and also other plots only in the late season, and trade-in and non-trade-in in both of those. Data collection before bloom, we took square retention weekly until first bloom. The uppermost 3 nodes from 25 plants per plot were examined to determine square retention. Using a sweep net, we used it during the first 3 weeks of squaring, and we conducted them twice a week. Through bloom, we started this in the fourth week of squaring and we did two drops per plot weekly. We also used a dirty square collection, and we started this also in the fourth week of squaring through bloom, and we looked at 25 squares per plot to determine if there was any tarnished plant bug damage. And the dirty square threshold is 10% dirty squares, looking at medium-sized squares with exposed buds that have been discolored by plant bug feeding. We also took agronomic data such as node counts, plant heights, nodes above white flower, and nodes above cracked bowl. Okay, to lay out this first data slide, on my x-axis we have my threshold treatments, with my traded plots being on the left and non-traded on the right. On my y-axis, we're looking at our tarnished plant bug per 10 row feet. Our blue bar are small nymphs, our orange bars are medium nymphs, black bars are large nymphs, and the gray bar is adults. As you can see, across all locations, our seasonal means, we had a significant difference when looking at trait, and also a significant difference when looking at treatment when comparing trait versus non-trait on our tarnished plant bug numbers. Looking here, we're looking at our square retention, the 3 weeks that we ran square retention on the x-axis, and our y-axis is percentage. The dotted line going across from 80 right there is our threshold. As you can see throughout the year, during the first 2 weeks of squaring, our non-traded, which is the red bar, stayed just below the threshold line, while our traded plot, which is the blue line, stayed comfortably above the 80% threshold. Looking at our damaged squares, or dirty squares, x-axis is showing our weeks of bloom, 1 through 6. Y-axis is showing percentage. Once again, the dotted line is our threshold at 10%. And you can see here that we have a significant difference when looking at trait. Looking at yield here, x-axis is threshold treatments, y-axis is pounds of wint per acre. Blue bar is trait, untraded is our orange bar. And you can see we had a significant difference when looking at all of our treatments other than our weekly sprays. We also had a significant difference when looking at trait versus non-trait as well as treatment. This chart here shows our foliar insecticide applications per treatment. I have the number, the means listed above, show you a little better. We looked at it and we're sitting at about 1.5 applications less when you're looking at traded versus non-traded. Pictured here, the really cool thing about this research is just how visually apparent it is and how well this trait works. So we've taken a lot of pictures. On the left here, you can see the middle of the, to the left is our traded unsprayed plot. And on the right is our non-traded unsprayed plot. Right here is another example of that. Using a white truck for cotton was not the best background, but anyway, you can see the traded and unsprayed on the left and non-traded and unsprayed on the right. Looking here, traded and sprayed at our current threshold on the left, non-traded and sprayed at current threshold on our right. As you can see, there's a big difference. I talked to Angus into getting us some drone pictures, which was really cool, and I don't know exactly which plots are which, but just looking at it, you can tell it's really impressive looking at the differences. I mean, they all got the same amount of water, sunshine, all like that. And this is a picture from this year in Stoneville, another really cool. This rep on the bottom is our traded, and then the second rep right up from that is the paired non-traded. So you can really see the difference there. It's pretty incredible. So in conclusion, the VT trait resulted in significantly higher square retention, fewer damaged squares, and a decreased need for insecticide applications, and most treatments showed significantly higher yields in traited plots versus non-traited plots. The BT trait is expected to save cotton growers at least 1 to 2 insecticide applications for tarnished plant bugs per growing season. Cotton growers should also expect to retain a higher number of squares, which will result in higher yields. And one of the most important things to know about is that this trait is not 100% effective. So it's going to be very vital that our consultants and farmers make timely, educated application decisions in order to maximize the potential of this product. Thank you. Are there any questions?
We have time for a few questions.
Yes, sir.
Future research, what would you recommend looking at next based on the data you've
generated? I would think you need to narrow down a little closer. If you're wanting to change the threshold, you know, maybe narrow it down and do more research on, you know, closer to. I mean, right now it's looking probably staying the same, possibly doubling it, maybe looking at a 1.5 threshold, something like that. Yes, sir. We didn't really look into that. Yes, sir.
Do you think it's actually killing the plant bugs, or is it more repellent?
You know, I looked into that. I actually did a lot of bioassays, and it turns out I learned in Denver that we weren't running them quite long enough. You know, I really can't say for sure, but. We ran them, I think the most we ran them was 96 hours, and I talked to some people from Monsanto, and they said they were running for 2 weeks, so we were a little off.
Any more questions?
Thank you.